What's up? What's up? What's up? This is Joe, and I'm your host of the ABA Student Podcast. And what we're going to do today is we're going to do some terms and definitions. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say a definition, and you're going to try to think in your head what that term is. Are you ready? Let's do it. First definition. A force or intensity with which a response is emitted. Emitted. Do you know what it is? I do. It is magnitude or intensity. All right, here we go. The elapsed time between two successive responses is what? And that is inter-response time, or IRT. Ooh, we got a new one here. Reinforcement follows each occurrence of the target behavior that is separated from a previous response by a minimum inter-response time. Do you have it? It is differential reinforcement of low rates, or DRL. You guys are rock stars. I'm sure you guys are killing us. And we got one right here. I'm not sure if you guys are going to know this, but I have faith in you. Behavior is followed by immediately by presentation of a stimulus that increases the future frequency of the behavior. What is this? You guys should know this. It's positive reinforcement. All right, next one up. Extent to which a learner emits untrained responses that are functionally equivalent to the trained target behavior. Time's up. Do you know what it is? It is response generalization. Next up. Situation in which the frequency, latency, duration, or amplitude of a behavior altered by the presence of or absence of an antecedent stimulus. Three, two, one. Stimulus control. All right, here we go again. The elapsed time from the onset of a stimulus to the initiation of a response. You got this. You guys are rock stars. I know it because it is response latency. Ooh. Here we go. Promoting generalized behavior change by teaching learners to respond to subset of all relevant stimuli and response examples. I know you know this. You know how I know it? Because I just know you guys are rock stars. All right, is teaching sufficient exemplars. Last one. Basic unit of analysis and analysis of behavior. Antecedent behavior consequence. You got this. It is three-term contingency. And that's it for the ABA podcast. I'm your host, Joe Smith, and have a great day.